Health Committee on Judiciary, Thursday, June 30th, 1977, 1:30 p.m., work session, room 350.
Committee will come to order.
Thank you, sir.
So, would you, lead the committee, some things you can on the 2904 issue that developed this morning after the committee met?
The committee voted to retain the present law as far as delivery of marijuana to minors. Representative Rutherford thought it was a Class B felony, and it was on that basis that the committee voted. As it turns out, it's a Class A felony.
Pick up bugles and smoke.
You have to make a call home first.
Well?
So I prepared a proposed amendment making it a Class C felony.
Is it delivered for sale or just delivered period?
With and without.
Mr. Chair, I read it. It says that if a person over 18 furnishes a dangerous drug or narcotic to a person under 18, and the gap between their ages is 3 years or more,
right,
then it's a Class A felony. Funny kind of thing.
That's the existing law?
That's the existing law.
Same thing with the sexual crime.
Yeah, kind of thing.
Well, let's get our attention to the proposed amendment. Yeah, I'll take that in a moment. Well, let's do that now. Chair moves to reconsider the vote by which we report the Senate Bill 904-4.
Aye.
Objection. Reconsider by the court. Okay.
What are the other penalties for sale or delivery to a person not under the age of 18?
That happened this morning. On page, these are revised amendments. That's what happened this morning. Page 4 has the new marijuana.
What's the present law notwithstanding the bill?
Furnishing is a speed felony, A misdemeanor.
Furnishing it?
No.
But possession of over a certain amount of the Class B felony. Is that correct?
No, I think that's still C, Class A. Possession of over an ounce is still C. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Isn't that right, Dan? Possession of over an ounce, PA?
That's right.
The effect of the proposed amendment before you would be, in the case of furnishing to a minor with more than a 3-year gap, to drop the penalty from a maximum of 20 to a maximum of 5. So this is lightening up. This only applies to marijuana. The existing law applies to all of those narcotics and dangerous drugs.
Well, hold on,
I certainly am not of an attitude or mind to pull back on existing law in this area. That's my own personal view.
With existing law, we would follow existing law. This language would have to deal with the age of the person delivering and the gap.
And then you would get back into the situation where the penalties for selling marijuana to a minor would be higher than the penalties for selling other substances that may be more dangerous than marijuana.
You can
bring them all in.
What do you think,
Governor? It's not a C, it's a B. Yeah. You have Class B felony.
For over now?
For over now.
I can't see a C, A, it must just be a B.
Subsection 2, 167, 207, criminal activity and drugs. Except it's provided in subsection 3 and 4, which deal with the A felony for the furnishing to under 18 and the less than an ounce provision. Criminal activity in drugs, which is defined in sub 1, is a Class B felony, or the court may, under the criteria set forth in ORS 161705, enter judgment for a Class A misdemeanor and impose sentence accordingly. So it's a Class B felony.
Okay, that's why.
It can be sentenced as an A misdemeanor.
Yeah, okay. Because it's never treated as a B felony. That's why I thought it was a C. Okay.
Well, the policy in the normal is going to arise if you continue with the present law. And I'm not sure at this stage in the proceedings we're going to be able to do much tinkering, even if we have the vote, on an intelligent basis. The matter will be that, as noted, we're going to have more severe penalties for marijuana than for more dangerous drugs, as they may be classified under the classification structure. That's the anomaly we're going to be creating.
No, I don't want to be into that. You know, I think you have some consistency. I really do. So, if there's anything we can do, let me read these amendments. I understand that I'm looking now at page 4 of the amendments that we made this morning, that in under sub A of 2, when we provide the penalty, any person who delivers marijuana for consideration is guilty of a Class C felony. And Bill, it's my understanding that you say this morning that would be the penalty for failed or minor.
What I was operating on was the assumption that it was a Class C felony, and I moved it. For the way I treated the motion was that there'd be no change in existing law based on that assumption, and that's what Joan is prepared for.
My feeling is I think it parallels the thoughts of Representative Lombard, and I'm not anxious to monkey with the existing material. I feel that whatever anomalies exist are best treated in the discretion the sentencing court has as far as allowing, even though this may be a Class B felony, to treat it as a Class A misdemeanor, and in the power of the district attorney to charge the appropriate crime under the appropriate circumstances. It's, you know, it's inconceivable that someone who hands one single joint to one person in 3 years younger than would be tried, charged, found guilty of Class A felony. I suppose that could happen, but I think it would be a...
Let's check off the phone if that's probably true.
That whatever anomalies exist, that's handled.
I don't want to be included.
Let me do the gun, was just suggesting it was unlikely that somebody who transfers or delivers drugs to a person under 18 who's more than 3 years younger than he is, transfer being over 18, would in fact be prosecuted and found guilty of a Class A felony.
I tried one Monday, but I lost.
You did?
I didn't think you ever lost.
that's one more check and balance. The jury is
our marginal prosecutor.
Representative Polk
was 13 years of age. The defendant was a 20-year-old who had been twice previously convicted. That makes you feel like
Representative Gaines moves that the proposed amendment to Senate Bill 904 be further amended to continue present treatment of the delivery of marijuana. Are we talking about just the persons under 18?
Commander.
Your Honor, include that who is more than 3 years of the language on.
Well, that's already in the present law.
Well, yeah. With that section of law being repealed, so this has to be a new section of this bill.
I would move that the language in the present law, which is repealed relating to persons under 18 who have this substance order to them, would be retained.
That's what I intended the right. Motion to be yeah. Understood.
Okay.
Further discussion. Is there any objection to the amendment? Further discussion of the bill as amended?
Just a parliamentary inquiry.
Yes.
Where does the amendment stand as far as B and C on page 4 regarding just general delivery or consideration without consideration? Why does this last? Last motion,
okay. Well, I would assume that the amendment is going to
authorize.
You're going to be differentiating on the basis of age, aren't you?
Yeah.
The last amendment would control all the rest.
My understanding was that the last amendments were to be put into Section 20, which is dealing with minors. And these amendments passed this morning are dealing with adults.
Question, Mr. Chairman, is Joan, on page 4 of the amendments that you drafted them up there, and keeping that in mind, and if I agree with it, I think it does come under Section 20, logically. But we've got some precatory language here, notwithstanding the place of the marijuana in the schedule of controlled substances under this 1977 Act, et cetera, than any person who delivers. Now, is that notwithstanding broad enough to also pull it out of Section 20?
Well, the amendment that was just passed was specifically in Section 20. And we'll say that notwithstanding Section of marijuana and notwithstanding Section 15, Subsection whatever.
Okay.
Delivery
yeah.
To
okay.
The minor.
Yeah.
All of
that. It had a further, not further notwithstanding. Okay.
Any discussion on the motion? Well, there is a motion to report the bill once further amended.
I so
moved. If anyone could move Senate Bill 904 as amended to report this law as being gross with a due pass recommendation.
Discussion. I'm not going to support the bill in light of subsections B and C. Because basically I feel that, well, B isn't necessary because it's already a potential, it's already a possibility in the present law. With the subsection 2167207, it allows the court, under the appropriate circumstances, to prove it's a class B. And A basically is a retreat from the present law that allows the court to treat delivery as a class B felony. So it's a retreat from a B status to a C status. I could support this. Let me make a motion. I would move to amend subsection A of the bill on page 4, the first subsection A, to make that read class B felony.
Mark, then that would be irrespective of quantity. You would just jack it up one.
Well,
irrespective of whether it's one joint for a dollar or 10,000 pounds for $1 million.
Well, now, this completely replaces the present law. Dealing 167207. Yeah. And we're also repealing 161705. 161705.
Yeah.
Okay. With this section, as I propose the amendment, it's my belief that with 161705 still intact, the court can treat the class B felony of delivery, regardless of the amount, if the circumstances are appropriate, the class A misdemeanor, because that's what 161705 says.
So it's
reduction of class B felony or criminal activity in drugs to misdemeanor.
Yes, that's contained in the bill table.
So that would take care of your objection, Mr. Chairman, because I would think that a lesser amount the court would be able to treat it all with. So treating as a class B felony as a class A misdemeanor, which is basically what you've got in subsection B, and then you take out your further exception to that for the one joint situation, and that's a violation. And I can support it with that position.
But will you restate your motion in its entirety?
My motion is, in the line following subsection A on page 4 of the proposed amendment, to delete class C felony and insert class B felony, leaving the rest of the section intact.
But then, it will not be able to be reduced to class A.
That's not correct. If you read 161705, that makes a specific exception for class B felony of criminal activity and drugs. Because that's
what?
It's class B felony. What if this is convicted of class A felony? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the bill which amends 705.
And
delete, or the crime of criminal activity
and
drugs under 167.207.
Criminal activity and drugs is going to be deleted from the
right,
statute.
Okay, we need then to have some kind of amendment to tie those two together to allow the court that power. But basically, the thrust of my amendment is to keep the law as it is present. By keeping a class B felony for furnishing, but allowing the one exception to the present law of being the delivery for no consideration of less than 5 grams, which is the single joint exception. Make that a violation.
Mm-hmm.
Any discussion?
So what you're saying is it would be a B felony except that it might have A misdemeanor treatment.
Under the appropriate circumstances, which is the present law.
Well, where does sub B stand in all of this?
Sub B is not needed because, well, sub B, I guess, would be one of those instances where we'd be statutorily saying that was the circumstance that the B felony should be treated as an A misdemeanor.
Any discussion or motion?
Seems as though the existing law refers not only to marijuana but narcotics and dangerous drugs, and this creates an exception for marijuana. I'm not familiar enough to know whether this creates an anomaly in the bill. Is it possible that under Representative Gardner's amendment you'd have a harsher penalty for delivery of marijuana for consideration than for something that's simply classified by the schedule?
Yeah. Well, that's the only thing we're talking about earlier. There you go.
So it's still here.
I think it's back. I think that if the committee accepts the anomaly, and I expect if we have an interest in the bill passing, structure, fundamental structure of the bill getting in place, probably going to have to. I suspect that the way, for the short run, the mitigating forces that we discussed in our governor will be at work, and I would also think that next session, if the bill comes law, when we have the schedules in place, then we can really make a very specific comparison of the. I mean, we know how much of an anomaly fact there is. There will be some interest in legislature to,
Question. I wasn't clear this morning. What drugs would be treated less harshly than under the present law that passed the statute?
Well, I think you can.
More harsh. Yeah, less harsh.
You can assume that the establishment of the schedule in five categories will mean that certain, I don't know which drugs, but you can assume that some of them will be treated less harshly than under the blanket statute, which provides a Class B felony treatment for any dealings in narcotic or dangerous drugs. That's the whole point of the bill. Call it up.
Also, one last comment. To the extent of the anomaly, in terms of you were just asking about, won't we know until marijuana itself is classified?
Yeah.
Or it falls. If it's, say, a Schedule 5, then the anomaly is going to be rather sharp.
If it's Schedule 1, on the other hand, it is.
Well,
then you still have a problem.
You're different.
Yeah. Well, you just go one way or the other, don't you?
Then you're going to have anomalies either way.
Yeah.
As long as the legislature is itself breaking the structure. Is there any objection to the amendment?
Questions on the motion to propose the bill to the floor,
do pass, green votes to do pass recommendation, first call the roll.
Aye.
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 Richard
Rutherford?
Aye.
Gardner?
No.
Myers?
Aye. I would like to come back up for a little bit of work to do the bills and then I'll get the word around to the floor.
Can we pick a time, Hardy?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. House Judiciary Committee.
The chair would move that Senate Bill 8, 35, as amended, be reported to the floor, being gross in the detailed recommendation. What other child agreed to the 40 year old? We adopted the amendment to had an adequate number of votes to get it out of committee.
Oh. Counselor is in representation of the CSC. I have to say that.
Question. Clerk, call the roll.
Aye.
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 No.
Aye.
Aye. Is that five? Now, 702. Dennis?
Here, Sam.
Now, 702,
okay? Dennis.
Allow law enforcement people to inspect those records. That would be concurred in.
requires this statement. Allow law enforcement to use the special records. This says what happens if they don't do it. If they don't allow that exception. There are two purposes to this bill.
The other bill has no penalty.
Right, the other bill has no penalty.
Well, this one at least allows the division to revoke the license and registration. And what's the
police with? He's
promoting the city of Portland, the police officer.
What is license?
Well, to be exact, I understand the city is not taking a position on what's left of this bill. Is this you know? That's my understanding. Yeah, I think the city isn't. I think that the principal beneficiary of what is left in this bill would be the motor vehicle division.
Well,
rather than local law enforcement.
What you're saying, we have public hearing. Nobody showed up to testify in favor of the bill, nobody showed up to testify
against it. I have in my file minutes from the Senate Transportation Committee, which describes the bill, but describes the other parts of the bill. There's very little reference to this part. I also have the Senate intent statement, which says that this bill is definitive as to the attractions for which the dealer may have a license to revoke, but this can only occur after a full hearing procedure.
Well, does the bill need an amendment?
The bill needs an amendment to make it conform to the...
What, just the conflict amendment?
Conflict.
I still move.
Okay, Representative, actually, I think the conflict amendment, are you moving the bill forward?
I'll move a conflict amendment.
That's right. All right. Any objections?
Okay, I'm moving forward to the bill before we see that amendment.
Is there further discussion?
Well, I don't feel very comfortable.
I don't either.
The chairman is going to have there's no excuse if I wasn't here for the hearing. I'll rely on people who may have been here for the hearing, but I certainly don't remember hearing anything on the bill.
It seems to me that this one bill occurred on an afternoon where we began out and something else took precedence. There isn't much of a record as far as I can find people. We'll make it look like it was different.
I just think, if there was somebody here who didn't hear anything on the bill and can enlighten us any further, I defer to that, but I'm reluctant to vote on three.
Okay, it's a free discussion. Let's call the roll on the motion.
Aye.
No.
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 Move the table.
Let's call the roll.
Aye.
Okay.
It's not so much the amendment.
No, that's right, you're not. Okay, let's go back to the floor.